Do you feel that it's even more important, perhaps in 2015, for Christians and people of faith to understand what's going into a worldview and a philosophy of films today?
Absolutely, I think it is. Because Bertrand Russell was an atheist and an outspoken one at that, but he said something right when he said that if we aren't aware of what we think philosophically, we become victims. We become the victims of the whims of our culture, and we start to believe things without the aid of our deliberate reason, and there's no gatekeeper, basically. Mm. We just absorb things, and of course, we're warned about this problem in Scripture. We're warned about conforming to the patterns of the world. We're warned about being swept away by the waves of any doctrine that might come, and to be rooted and grounded and things like that. And that really has to involve the life of the mind and philosophical reflection. But this isn't even unique to us. To go back again and speak about the Greeks, Plato talked about, in the Apology of Socrates, Plato talks about different groups of people. And one of the groups he talks about is the poets. And he says, you know, they're very good at giving you things that seem like wisdom. And they say many fine things.
Yes.
And by these beautiful, poetic, stirring things they say, they kind of bring you in to see things a certain way. But what he finds is that they don't, that doesn't have any correlation with real wisdom. And that, again, unless we're careful, those fine things will suck us in, they'll convince us. They'll get us to believe things that we wouldn't necessarily assent to if we really thought them through. So it really is about taking active control of how we view things and of what we believe, and in being vigilant gatekeepers over our thought lives. So yeah, the way we watch movies, the way we watch TV, the way we listen to music, it needs to be intentional and it needs to be purposeful.